Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
It's Flavours of the Week with Will and Steph, and we're on location.
Oh, Will, you love it here, don't you?
We are at Moulton Cookery School. In fact, can we have a big round of applause? We're in Moulton Cookery School today. Here in Moulton, on Stray FM, recording Flavours of the Week. And what we're doing on the show for the weeks leading up to Christmas, the idea being that we're giving you a snapshot of how to do Christmas Day dinner. So if you're in the hot seat, if you're cooking, well, should I say hot seat, if you're in the chef's whites and you're cooking this year...
It's a pressured place to be, isn't it, Will?
Okay, so tonight, yeah. Steph, what are we going to look at?
Well, tonight, Will, we're looking at the perfect roast potato. That's what we're after.
Now, I love roasties. Me and you have been spending quite a bit of time together lately, and one thing that Steph's learnt being in the kitchen with me, I love a good roastie.
Oh, I've made roast potatoes a number of times, and when Will gets his sight on a roastie, they're just gone. They are literally, you turn round, there's none left. So what we've got, Will, is I'm using something called a washed red potato. You may see these in supermarkets. They're called Roosters or Bartlett's or something like that. But they're like a washed red potato. And I'm just going to show you inside, Will. We've got a lovely, very firm spud. And this works well because we peel down those potatoes. And we've got some here that have been peeled and cooked. We've basically boiled them in cold water until they're just soft. You don't want them completely soft, that they mush up, but we're going to shake that pan. And how you shake it, once you've drained the water off, that's the important thing. So when you shake the pan, you've got that lovely fluffy rim to the potato. And then we've got here some lovely herbs. We've got some garden rosemary. And all I'm going to do with the rosemary is just very, very carefully just crack that off the stem. So you just have those lovely big strands of rosemary there. And the same with the thyme. So we're using rosemary and thyme. And we've got here some peeled garlic. And the old thing with a garlic, get your knife nice and flat. Get your hand over and... You want that garlic to smash.
I've never seen garlic being smashed like that before,
yeah,
ever.
That's the best way to do it, because it's a bit of fun as well. Take your Christmas aggression out there, Will, with that. But then what we're doing is we're roasting these spuds now, and we've got some here in the oven. And what you end up with is the garlic, the rosemary, the thyme, a little bit of rock salt or sea salt flakes. What that does is that all caramelises with the potato, giving you a really nice soft centre and a crispy golden edge to the spud. And that's what we want.
I can smell the garlic coming off the potatoes as they've just come out of the oven.
Yeah, I think the garlic adds something. If you don't like garlic, and some people don't, you don't have to put that in. But for me, a couple of cloves of garlic in your roast potatoes with the goose fat, with the rosemary and the thyme and the fresh spuds in there and a few flakes of salt, it's perfect. Roasted off, half an hour in a hot oven, 180 degrees. Turn it round now and again, because you want those potatoes to have that lovely crisp. Listen to that, folks. That potato is lovely and crisp. And if you could see them, they're golden, aren't they, Will?
Do you know, I can't wait to tuck into a
I'm watching
you. What we're taking a look at next week, Steph? We're getting closer and closer to the big day.
Well, it definitely is, Will. So next week, we are bouncing up the Brussels sprout.
Oh, love them or hate them. It's on the show next week. Thanks, Steph.
Can't wait.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.